8778, my take or my take at thetakeaway.org. Femi?
To Kabul now in Afghanistan. A group of aid agencies in Afghanistan say that they are worried, not because of the Taliban and those seeking to disrupt the work of aid agencies on the ground, but in a report out today, their concern is actually focused on the surge in American and other Western forces in Afghanistan and what that will mean for the local Afghan population. Matt Waldman is head of policy at one of the aid agencies, voicing their concern. He's head of policy at Oxfam International and joins me now from the BBC studio in Kabul. Matt, President Obama has committed 21,000 more troops for Afghanistan, and at NATO's meeting today, other NATO countries may well be sending more forces. Why do you see this as a threat to civilians in Afghanistan?
Well, if I could just say to begin with that, I mean, we are very concerned about the conduct of militant groups that is jeopardizing the safety of civilians in Afghanistan. But this particular report was designed to coincide with the NATO conference and was focusing on the activities of international military forces. Now, what we have seen over the last few years in Afghanistan is a substantial increase in the number of international forces. But at the same time, we've seen an increase in the number of civilian casualties that are caused by those forces. And in fact, the number rose between 2007 and 8 by 30%, and the number killed in airstrikes rose by 70%. So, you know, that is a source of great concern to us, as well as raids, which often take place at night by international forces in the south and southeast of the country, which very often involve, you know, harm to civilians. So we want everything possible to be done to minimise that harm to civilians in these military operations.
The report is called Caught in Conflict. What are you asking NATO forces, US forces to change regarding their behaviour in Afghanistan?
Well, there are a number of things. The first point is what I just mentioned, that in operations, really the protection of civilians has to be a priority, and we want to see everything possible done to reduce that harm which has been caused civilians and their property. But also we would like to see less aid being used by the military. We think that what happens is that it is tended to be distorted in order to achieve military objectives, whereas, of course, aid should be used to address the needs of the people. That's why it's delivered. And so we're concerned that, whilst we welcome increased support for civilian sectors, but we're concerned that some of that support may be going through what are called provincial reconstruction teams, which are dominated by the military, and therefore that aid, that support, may be distorted for military purposes. And we don't think it's as effective in promoting development when it's delivered in that way. And finally, if I may, I would just say that another point we're calling for here is for when harm has been caused by international military forces, very often there isn't the fast response, investigation and compensation that there should be, and that really is critical. So we're calling for a new system to make sure that where harm does occur, then the appropriate redress is provided.
Matt, often the military quote their humanitarian work as some of the finest work they do in war zones. So how are you going to encourage them not to maybe work so closely with the local communities and actually get out of that business and leave it to aid groups?
Well, actually, if you look at international agreements that in fact were made in New York at the United Nations on this issue, it has been agreed by the United States and other major countries that where the military are involved in situations like this, they should only deliver humanitarian assistance as a last resort where there are no civilian actors capable of doing that. And so actually that's been agreed by the governments of the world, and in fact it's reflected here in some local arrangements and guidelines which have been agreed here.
Well, Matt, hold on one second, though. Are you calling for a return to the situation where humanitarian aid was typically decoupled from the military and delivered by organizations like USAID under the State Department? USAID hasn't had much funding or credibility for quite some time. Do you think a restoration of that infrastructure would help here?
Well, we certainly believe that USAID has a large role to play in the provision of humanitarian assistance. And actually, we're looking for the transformation of that department to be able to increase its capability to engage in this work. And I would say, yes, we are looking for the military to reduce substantially the amount of assistance that they provide for winning hearts and minds. And of course, that is a very different objective from the objectives of civilian agencies like NGOs, but also of USAID, which I hope would be to provide assistance to the people that actually addresses their needs.
Matt, I'm just going to have to wrap up here, but can I ask you just a very quick question? The President Barack Obama is to present his new Afghan strategy to NATO allies later on today. Do you expect a different way of working in Afghanistan now with a new administration in the US? I have to push you for a quick answer.
Well, we do, of course, hope there will be a coordinated response to the problems here. We need to see substantial improvements in the delivery of international aid. But we shouldn't forget that in 2006, the international community said it would rebuild this country and provide services to the people of Afghanistan. And those promises do need to be fulfilled. This is not only about security and military objectives. This is also about the Afghan people and providing a better life for them.
Matt Waldman, Head of Policy at Oxfam International in Afghanistan. Thanks for joining us. Time for some news headlines from Mark Garrison.
Thank you, Femi. It's 29 minutes after the hour.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.